There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Later this hour, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals will join us. He'll be on at 9:45.
They're on fire.
The Caps are red hot right now. They've won five straight games.
5-1.
Just beat up the Flyers in their building.
When's the last time they started a season 5-1? Is it 2015?
I think it does date back to 2015.
About 10 years?
Yeah. So we'll talk to Nick Dowd about that start at 9:45, but right now it's time for EB's entertainment page, and it's driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Johnny Cakes. I got the read right here.
Yes, you do.
May not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. You can also check out my new woman, Miriam. 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. I'm supposed to have lunch with Miriam. I told Sam Weiner, I'm going to wait till it gets a little colder. Because I just said, I got to be on the golf course grinding.
Oh, okay,
got to be on the golf course grinding.
Now I understand.
Mondays, I have, you know, I got to save those days for like dental appointments. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, golf.
Okay.
Friday, driving to New York.
Sure.
It's a couple weeks. That cold weather's coming back.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be here before you know it.
Yep.
All right. I found this kind of interesting yesterday. I don't know why, but there's a little social media kerfuffle somewhat. Zach Bryan, I guess, broke up with his girlfriend, or at least made the announcement via social media.
Ooh, that's kind of bold.
I think that they had broken up before. He just announced it. I saw a little of her post where she said she didn't know he was going to announce it. She said she had been crying for 5 days. Of course, his girlfriend is Brianna Chicken Fry, who
it's a great
some
name.
Of you guys have no idea who she is, but she's one of the Barstool people. And you know, an interesting person. She did an appearance at least one or two for Brett over at Sup Dogs.
Hey, you have chicken in your name. I'm gonna book you. I'm just gonna book you for whatever. It's Brett.
Now they're saying Zach Bryan is, and for people that don't know, if you don't follow country music at all, you may not know.
Zach Bryan and a Luke Bryan, correct? There are a lot of Bryans in the country music world.
Yes, and there's Zach Brown.
Yeah,
you know.
Yep.
And then of course you have your Morgan Wallens, whatever. I would say that basically at least. If my kids are any indication, Zach Bryan, right now, a little bit hotter than all of them. Like, he's like the hot guy.
Hotter than, like, Luke Combs?
I would say, don't you think? I think Zach Bryan is probably numero uno right now. He's having his moment.
I mean, every time I see Morgan Wallen, he's strutting out to play in front of about 50,000 people.
Morgan Wallen is
huge. At a stadium.
Oh, yeah. But I think for just current sexiness,
yeah.
I think Zach Bryan maybe overtook him a little bit.
Okay.
But Morgan Wallen is my guy. I'm a little bit more of a Morgan Wallen guy than I am a Zach Bryan guy.
He's straight country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a big deal. They dated for about a year. And Dr. Off, they're saying rumors that he was using the celebrity dating app Raya Which, okay. Have you heard of that, Cakes?
I've heard the name. I
think you have to have a certain net worth, and you have to be have a certain level of celebrity.
Ah, okay.
So, like, Mike Marr could never get on it.
Hey, well, I wouldn't say never. Maybe eventually he could.
Yeah.
I mean, never's probably, you're probably right. Yeah. But, I mean, come on, don't kill the kid.
Right.
He's had a rough day.
Yeah.
Rough day with the haircut, the whole nine.
I felt bad for Brianna Chicken Fry when I saw her little video, and she had been crying for 5 days.
It sounded like it was a shock to her. Like, he didn't break up with her, then post it. He posted it, and then, like, everyone sent it to her, and that's how she found out.
Well, yeah, my interpretation was they had been basically broken up, but she didn't know he was going to announce it.
Okay.
She didn't know he was going to announce it.
She claimed
that's why she
was
said,
blindsided
you know
by
what?
The note.
Yeah. She's way too silly for him, in my opinion.
Well, he looks great.
Yeah, but
I
mean,
that's
he's
a spectacular.
He looks like
he's
I'm
tiny.
Sorry, he looks like a dorkorama.
Okay, he's a military guy. He's ex-military
he's
guy.
Talented.
Yeah, he was in the Navy for 7 years.
I get that he's talented and he's mega rich.
That's crazy.
And that certainly goes a long way. He just looks kind of hurt to me. That's my opinion.
He does, but. Now add rock star element to it.
Oh, that boosts you up the ladder a lot of rungs. I understand.
About the highest rung.
Yeah, it elevates you big time.
Yeah. This is an interesting story, Valdez. I'm going to have to dance around this a little bit. Nicole Kidman says she filmed so much simulated buns in her new movie, Baby Girl, that she got burned out. She says, there were times when we were shooting and I don't want to blank anymore.
Director Jason Bishop.
She says
she's married to a country star too, right?
She's married
to Keith Urban, the Chris Farley lookalike. Chris Farley's doppelganger. Do a side by side of those
Chris
two.
Farley from Pacers.
Yes, now, Chris Farley from Pacers running stores. Yes, correct.
I'm sure
not the comedian
they
Chris
look
Farley.
Exactly alike.
I'm sure many of our wives would be great at this. She said, you know, obviously she was faking the blank.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And she just got tired of faking it.
Right.
Yeah, right?
Faking the blank.
Just like Drabby's wife.
She's pretty good at that, though.
Although Drabby said the other day that I don't even think he tries to get her to the point where she's faking.
Hey, but you know what? Here's a good thing for Sarah. If Marcus Mariota has a really good game, straight to the bedroom.
Is that good? Is that good for Sarah though, or will she run and hide?
Oh no, I think she'd be receptive.
Didn't that happen after Geno Smith's bad game?
No, Geno Smith had a good game.
He had a good game.
Geno balled out.
Yeah.
He lost, but he played well. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
They lost, but he played well.
I mean, if Marcus Mariota just balls out, it's gonna be
7 p.m. on Monday night, 7:30. Look at me.
There could be some things happening.
If Marcus balls out, will you pretty much guarantee that's a thing?
If Marcus has three touchdown passes,
yeah.
Right. And they
100% chance.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if they win or lose.
What if he throws in a rushing tutty on top of it?
All right, so let's just be clear here. We don't need to speak in code. I'm gonna say this in a very basic way. We're adults. If Marcus Mariota has three touchdowns, Drab's going to have sex with his wife at 7 p.m.
And if he has four touchdowns, he may be
you got to get the girls down.
He may be a Drab double dipper.
What time are the girls going to go down on Sunday night?
I don't know if he's capable, Kate.
I think he's capable. If he throws in a rushing tutty on top of three passing touchdowns.
Bad. I'll put YouTube on for 4 minutes.
Show him Blippi.
Yeah.
This is a terrible, terrible story. And
come on,
I guess
we're on a Drab sex high. You're going to bring us down with a depressing story?
Well, there's a teenager.
Got to move on, Cakes.
Yeah,
that apparently, you know, the dangers of AI, Cakes. There's they lurk everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's a kid, poor guy, who fell in love with an AI chatbot. And then he donked himself off.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Did he not is the idea he didn't realize he was talking to a bot, and then when he did, he donked off or donked himself off?
I feel bad.
It was also based off of a Game of Thrones character.
So he must have known then, right? He must have known it was a fake bot.
Maybe he thought it was someone chatting as that bot.
Yeah.
Who was the fake Game of Thrones bot? The Arya Stark? I mean, who are we talking about? Which character are we talking about here?
I don't know. Maybe the
Khaleesi.
I was going to say maybe the Dragon
Probably
Queen, Khaleesi.
Well, I thought I saw a picture of somebody.
She's a little bit silly.
Yeah.
It was a blonde.
Yeah, that's Khaleesi.
That's the Khaleesi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he knew. Like, the whole point of it is having conversations with like a robot.
Yeah.
And then the robot said something. Like, they have the messages. The robot said, "Please come home and join me right now."
And then he donked himself off.
I feel bad, like, the final kid, message. But like, once
you mean come home, like almost like dunk yourself off and then come into the afterlife or
I don't know.
The cyber world?
I don't think the AI character was breaking it down, but I think that's what.
Jesus.
That's must have been how he interpreted it.
That's horrible. Man, there are so many Diddy stories that, you know how we said the same thing about Cosby? That once it becomes so many, you just kind of like, oh, well. I mean, they're outrageous.
Is Cosby, like, what's update the latest? Me, is Cosby's like at home under, like, is he under house arrest? Or
I don't think so. I think he
can just come and go as he pleases. Now he's old. He's probably not going anywhere. Yeah, I mean, he's an old dude.
Did he claim he's blind?
I think he magically can see again.
Oh, yeah.
He was blind in prison.
Yeah.
Or maybe blind when he was on trial.
They're saying that his employees, so not only, I mean, the allegations are heinous, like sexually abusing males, females, children, you know, under the age, everything you can think of. You know, people that worked with him. It's crazy. They also have blackmail, obviously. And now they're saying that his employees were required to carry that pink cocaine that Liam Payne was on. Everywhere he went. Everywhere he went, he had to have drugs with him.
An airport?
Well, he had a private plane.
Oh, it's true. He has an end around.
Private plane. Could do whatever he wanted.
I am proud to say, Team Never Diddy.
Yeah.
Team Never Diddy, right here.
I was never a fan. I thought he was not a talent. JP loved him.
JP's a Diddy guy.
Yeah.
At least musically.
Terrible dancer.
Got some bangers.
I'll delineate. Musically, you're a Diddy guy.
I mean, maybe he was a good producer. I did not think he was a good artist.
Housekeepers, the maid was supposed to carry it too.
Everybody.
He had five or six hits.
The story said that they would have fanny packs with it on them.
Yeah, so like everywhere
the butler, the maid, the housekeeper.
Like, remember when Dennis Rodman had his personal bartender?
Yeah, sure.
His personal, basically, drug.
It's a nice perk having a personal bartender.
Right.
It's a good deal.
Netflix is doing a documentary on the Jerry Springer Show.
That might be worth watching.
Didn't we have a guy, the guy that was giving us all the snacks 20 years ago?
Just Chad.
He was on the Springer Show. I think he was like a recurring guy. He would be one of the stooges that would play a role.
Yes, he went on there like 6 or 7 times.
He would be like the redneck on a bunch of different shows.
I hadn't thought about that guy in years. Do you remember his other claim to fame? So the reason why he was Just Chad is because Chad Duke started coming on our show.
Yeah,
his name was
And so
Chad.
Then this Chad guy started calling
remember
in
Jason,
pretty
the guy
frequently.
Calling in,
Let me see if I can remember
show?
His claim to fame.
Well, he had Vaguely. A snack business or something.
No, that's one thing.
I think one of his claims to fame was he had a shoe thrown at him and he like knocked his tooth out.
That's a different guy.
That was when we did the ugly.
I think that guy, I might be wrong on name. I think we called him Steve the Loser.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think very fringe characters.
I think Just Chad. We had some good bits before you were around. Yeah.
I think Just Chad had like hundreds of porno films.
Oh, I think you're right. Now it's
that was his thing.
Was he involved in our Great American
sure
porno?
I think he might have been.
You should have said Just Eric. Just EB.
Just Eric. Yeah. Just Jan Swarbrick.
Just Eric. Come on.
So many compliments.
You know about it. I mean, you were a listener of the show, right? So did you know at that time? Were you in college? Where were you? 2003. Like,
I was in
high school.
Yeah.
Getting dunked on by Kevin
You
Durant.
Heard about our Great American Porno Swap, right?
I have the audio of it. I've listened to it.
You've listened to it.
Yeah.
And do you want to explain to the people like what the premise of it was?
Yeah, because when you have your VHS tapes of all your pornos, you've probably watched them 100 times.
Right.
And you need some new material.
Right.
So instead of going to the porno shop and buying tapes in bulk, you would come.
We had a swap.
Yeah, you had a swap. You come together and you would swap tapes with other guys.
You do
the best
together?
Part was having
you
these losers.
What together?
The best part was
swap
having these losers.
Tapes.
And we,
I hear you.
Was having them read the titles.
Yeah.
Was the best.
Well, the thing
but the,
is,
the concept was one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Right?
Of course.
Like Lurchie would wear his out with Pascal.
Right.
So he would have to get rid of that one.
I just needed one scene.
But then he'd get rid of it. And then now you get a new one. Well, that was really a stroke of brilliance. And I think we got boycotted by like a Catholic charity or something.
We were the Ann Pizza of our day.
We thought it was a great time. So the first time we just did it in studio in Fairfax.
Yeah.
And then the second year we had moved over to HFS mm-hmm. and we did it again. And they were like, well, why don't we have multiple locations?
we had a location in Beemore.
Multiple locations, and like Oscar went out, Chad went out, and we did this whole thing. And it got a press attention, which we thought was good at the time. Yeah. But it basically was the end of it. Because we're like, well, what if what if a miner picks it up?
Yeah. No, well, what if one of the tapes has miners in it? Like, you have no idea what's on the tapes.
Right.
Yeah, those tapes all of a sudden, now you're trading child
those tapes
porn.
Yeah, and
we're endorsing
nuclear.
It.
Yeah.
We're endorsing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so that was, that was probably a brilliant bad idea.
Yes.
All right, TK1, bring my bag in here. It's now time. For something that we've been talking
about
doing,
I cannot partake in this.
Well, no, can't.
I emailed you and told you to
do it. That's hurting. I dropped the ball, man. I don't tell you.
There's the legendary Jansport.
That thing is about to burst.
we talked about it yesterday. It is about time that we participated in our first annual porno swap.
Oh, man.
You know what? Was that Slow Joe laughing?
That was Joe Arthur.
What year was that?
Probably 2002, 2001.
Slow Joe, I would put him on. Yeah, probably 60.
The guy that painted your house.
Yeah, how old was he at the time when we were working with him?
When he was always wearing his Rolling Stone T-shirt.
So probably 7 to 10 years older than us.
Probably.
Do you remember the porno that you swapped out with a listener?
No.
Group Gropes.
It's a good title.
I don't remember.
Alliteration.
So wait a second. Did Evie own Group Gropes, or did he?
I believe he owned it.
Yeah. It probably was from a lot of those colossal combos I used to buy. You never know what you're getting.
A lot of thumbnails on the back of those boxes. A lot of this in the.
It's mine. My Group Gropes.
Is that yours?
Yeah, that's mine.
I better put it in this pile.
Group
Gropes. This is probably all his.
This is a number one draft pick right here. This is Seymour Butts, gluteus to the maximus.
What? You can't do it anymore.
The excitement, by the way.
Just lost that monumental.
That tape might be straight to the trash.
I got a 26-minute segment on it.
Oh, man. You might want to lose that segment.
Good old days. It's a lot of fun.
Sorry to exactly own this.
Odyssey should monetize that one.
That's what Mike Marr wants. Mike Marr wants that show back. He missed out on everything.
That was good stuff, Mike. He doesn't even understand, though. He grew up in the internet. He grew up in like a U-porn world. Like, he doesn't even know.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I know. I mean, there's some best segments, old ones on YouTube, but like nothing like, you know, what Valdez has up his sleeve over there.
Right.
I got the goodie bag.
Yeah, you do.
But probably
you
just,
got the bag's gonna get us fired.
Why? Yeah. Why do we sound so high pitched?
You have energy.
We had
we're sound young. Wages? We had.
We were young. We had energy. We cared.
As G. Gordon Liddy would have said back then, they have vim and vigor. Is what we had back then.
Right.
That's need hilarious. To get some of that back. Right. All right. When we not when we come back, but at 9:45. Nick Dowd will join us from the Washington Capitals.
Doubter.
When we come
can
back.
Can you just call him Doubter, please?
The Doubter. I love him. Yeah. I love that person. When we come back, we'll get into a Chicago Bears podcast where they wanted to basically knock somebody out of the game on Sunday for the Bears to have a good chance to win. We'll get into that audio next when we come back here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.